Well, I always keep the same confidence I always had since week one. I don't think my confidence really flustered at all this year. I know every game I'm not going to make an interception. It might be a couple games where I go without an interception. I went my whole rookie year without one. So my confidence always stay high. I just understand that. Just got to be in a position to make plays, and when they come, make them. I don't know. I mean, it really don't matter to me. I just know playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, they got a good offense. We're a good team. They're a good team. We're going to have to see what happens on Saturday.
So that's not something you use, like, as motivation, people counting us out, yada, yada, all that stuff against this team?
I mean, to be honest, I already figured people was going to count us out and things like that. So, I mean, I always use that as motivation, as people going to count us out. So it's nothing new.
Kevin, Coach was saying that among parts of his message to you is to not to get too tight and
right.
Make too much of this moment. And stay loose. How much easier is that said than done?
Well, I mean, I think it's easier said than done, but I look at it as preparation. If you prepare, if you feel like you're prepared for the moment, you should go into the game feeling relaxed. You shouldn't go into the game feeling, you know, any type of big-time pressure because you prepare for the moment.
As a safety in the back end, how do you prepare for some of these guys that have the type of speed that Kansas City does?
I mean, I think you just watching a lot of film, just understanding the offense, understand when they like to take their shots. You know, you got to know where 10 is at all times because he's definitely going to be the guy taking the top off the defense. But, you know, West Coast-style offense, a lot of dink and duck, try to take their shots when they can. So, just watching a lot of film.
Is tackling particularly important against them because they are so explosive that if you miss a tackle, it may not just be a couple yards. It could be going to the house.
Yeah, I mean, watching on film, you know, Alex Smith, he's a guy. He's like to get the ball out pretty quick, like to get the ball in his receiver's hands so they can make some shake with the ball. So, Tyreek Hill, you know, Kelsey, all those guys can make plays with the ball, so we're going to have to contain all those.
How much can you learn about them or look back on the game last year or even the preseason game this year in terms of just who they are, personnel, things like that?
Yeah, for the most part, they're the same guys. You know, they have a couple new guys. They have, you know, the new leading rusher in the league, so I think that's the only difference between the two. Though, we know going into the game we had to stop the run first and foremost, and, you know, when the ball's in the air, make our plays, and, you know, I think that'll be the formula to win the game.
How much has your confidence grown over the course of this year? Last year as a rookie, you played a lot of snaps. Didn't have any picks. This year you got 10 takeaways, 8 picks, 2 fumble recoveries.
Yeah, I would say my confidence is pretty high right now, but, you know, I know going to the playoffs, none of that matters right now. You know, the only thing that matters is getting the win. You know what I'm saying? If we don't win all the year that I had, it doesn't matter. It's off or not. So I'm all going out there trying to get the win, play my best football.
Guys seem really pumped up and giddier, I guess, than I've normally seen you during stretch period. Is it noticeable, the atmosphere around here and the excitement?
Yeah, you should be. I mean, it's playoff time. I think, you know, that alone should get your blood flowing. You know, even on a Monday or Tuesday, you know, it's just playoff time. So it's a different feeling around the building for sure.